A tribal citizen science network that got its start in Alaska is being touted as a model for tracking climate change in the Arctic. As KMBA's Jacqueline Estes reports, the eight-nation Arctic Council plans to expand the local environmental observer network to other Arctic nations.
Alaska's 120 or so local environmental observers document the rare, unusual, or unprecedented. A brown bear foraging for food in January in Port Hyden, lightning during a snowstorm in Nome. Erosion, flooding, droughts, invasive plants, and animal die-offs, anything that could affect food or water security or community health. At the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium, Mike Brubaker is director of the Center for Climate and Health, which created LEO. He says most of the LEO observers are tribal environmental experts who have lived 10, 20, or more years in their community and have knowledge handed down through the generations. He says LEO also has experts who can share other perspectives and sometimes answer questions. What caused an animal die-off, or whether a species is far outside its normal range?
Then there's also people that are topic experts, both locally and around the state, at universities or at agencies or different organizations. And we depend heavily upon those members of the LEO network who are maybe not on the observation side, but they're in sort of the ground truthing and providing technical assistance side.
On the website, you're able to move your cursor or on your phone to your finger around there. And
if you go to the LEO website, you'll see an interactive map created by geographer Moses Cherepanoff. He says there are several ways to access information.
The dialog box has the observation, the title of the observation, as well as the community where the observation has occurred, the date, as well as a category.
Program assistant Mary Mullen also posts data and works with the observers who are not paid by the LEO network. Most add the observations to their other duties working for a tribe. She says their motivation is to get the information out and to get answers.
Well, they're all involved, just like all of us. This is our home. This is our community. We all came out of a village, and you always want your home to be there. And so they care about it. They need that food to be there. They need those plants to be there. They need their roads there. They need everything. So for their health, their safety, it's important from old to young.
Local environmental observer Wilson Justin agrees the LEO network will help people adapt to the changes associated with climate change.
Number one, you want to understand the speed of change. If you never observe anything, change always amazes you when it happens. It falls on you like a truck hits you. But if you're constantly observing and making notes, you begin to accommodate speed and you begin to think about not only are the changes happening on a calendar basis, but then the next thought is, well, if this keeps up, we're going to have change in a very short period of time. What do I have to do in terms to adapt to those changes and the potential impact?
In addition to the observers in Alaska, LEO has a few in Canada. The Arctic Council, which is made up of representatives of circumpolar nations, has adopted a recommendation to create a circumpolar local environmental organization using LEO as the model. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Jacqueline Estes.